Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have found good in abundance because you have determined that you are going to do something special in your life, and you have tuned in today to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, Barry Shore, and you have consciously and conscientiously tuned in on this magical, mystical, mythical platform called Internet Radio, hosted by Voice America, to listen to The Joy of Living. And you did it for one reason only, because you care about it. By the way, it's a great reason. You care most about and only about you. Y-O-U-E-W-E, and that's great. Enlightened self-interest is wonderful, because when you care the most about you, you become the best you possible. When you're the best you possible, you help create a better world, a world of harmony and joy, happiness, peace, and love. And you are joined today with approximately 270,913 other wonderful, magical beings around the world, all of whom are listening to and caring about themselves. And that's wonderful. Enlightened self-interest. And when you focus all of that on the joy of living, then you will help transform the world. And we need it, especially now, N-O-W, at this very moment when pandemic is frightening most people in the world, you have chosen consciously and conscientiously to focus on the joy of living, hosted by your humble host, Barry Shore here, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And if you ever miss a minute of the show, you don't want to do that. You want to listen again, and especially today with our amazing guest, you certainly want to do that. And you want to share this with at least five people, and you really want to do that, then just go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. All the information is going to be there. You don't have to write anything down. You don't have to remember anything. Just listen. Just be on the edge of your seat. Lean in, tune in, turn in, and soar above, because we're going to go on a magical mystery tour with one of the more interesting, inspiring, creative beings that you've ever had the pleasure of listening to. That's not me. That's our guest. But in the meantime, we want to talk about the things that, the reason that people tune in. We have 240,000 people come in every week, and they bring their friends. Why? Because we work here with the three fundamental principles of life, and they are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you understand that, the corollary, the result of that is that you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a great acronym. MAD stands for make a difference. When your life has a purpose, you can go make a difference. And the way to do that, the third fundamental, is the way to do it is by unlocking the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Example, simple example, www. Ask anybody, what does www stand for? And invariably, they'll tell you it has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, that's correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, www stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. What a wonderful world. And what a is a word, W-H-A-T-A, what a wonderful world. Now, we have to have tip of the hat to that amazing Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, for enabling that song to go worldwide and touch tens of millions, hundreds of millions, if not billions of people around the planet. And when you even hear the opening bars of that song, right away, what do you do when you hear "What's a Wonderful World"? You smile. Now, SMILE is one of the most amazing acronyms that you could ever learn and incorporate into your very being. And that is S-M-I-L-E, stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Every day. Now, invariably, and right now I have up on the board 5, 10 different points, and they're all saying the same thing, or when I'm speaking to groups, whether there's 50 people or 5,000, invariably some people come up to me and say, but Mr. Shore, I've been up for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family? Do you have friends? All miraculous. Seeing miracles in life every day, because everybody knows intellectually that millions of people did not get out of bed this morning. A million plus people died. You didn't. You're here. That's a miracle. Millions of people are infirm, especially right now. Couldn't get out of bed. And your humble host, if you know my story, and hundreds of thousands of people and millions around the world do, 15 and a half years ago, I was standing up in the morning, just like I hope 99.9% of all the people listening, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. And in the evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. And it wasn't from an automobile accident. It wasn't a spinal injury. It was a very rare disease that literally took over my body, and I couldn't move a muscle on my body. I couldn't get out of bed for years. I was in a hospital 4.5 months. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years, couldn't turn over by myself, a wheelchair for 4 years, braces on both my legs, from my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God I'm vertical and ambulatory today, all with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made from by Zen Master, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb, and I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, but you hear in my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Because I've learned to see miracles in life every day. Now, I got to tell you, about 2 weeks ago, my 8-year-old niece came over to me and said, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. I said, why not? Smile, smile, sounds the same. And I asked her why. And she says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, the ability to see miracles. That's a wow, isn't it? Whenever you hear something that really just penetrates, you know what to say. You say, wow. Wow is a great acronym. It stands for words of wisdom or words of wonder. And when you do that, you begin to utilize the 50 billion brain cells and the trillion synapses connecting all them to do some neuro-linguistic programming, and you begin to create the kind of thoughts and words and deeds, the world you want to live in. CREATE is a wonderful acronym. CREATE stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Because when you are the best you possible, that's what you create the kind of world we all want to live in. Now, I have to warn you in advance that your humble host, Barry Shore, does use four-letter words, and I use the four-letter F-U word. And I do it because it's shock value and it's fun. Now, the four-letter words that I use are live, love, life, grow, free, hope. They're all four-letter words. I love them. And the four-letter F-U word I use because, again, it shocks people. It's fun. Oh, there it is right there. Fun. F-U, capital N, capital N. Now, after the show, when you see your family, your friends later today, you point the finger with a big smile on your face. Remember what that stands for. And you say, F-U, everybody. And remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. And they'll say, what are you talking about? Say, well, I listened to Barry Shore and the Joy of Living. And he talks about fun. F-U, everybody, capital N, capital N. Now, on that same note, we're going to learn two words that when you begin to use these two words consciously and conscientiously for the rest of your life, you do this three times a day for the rest of your life, consciously and conscientiously, you're going to change the world for the better. And those two words are, drum roll, fanfare, ta-da, ta-da, thank you, thank you, thank you. You go to your coffee shop and you order your fancy latte for $5.25 and somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. You go in, you order your $5.25 latte, and you wait a couple of minutes. Nobody brings it to you. You go up to the counter and say, oh, we forgot. And a few minutes later, they bring it to you with the same nice voice. Thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and somebody opens the door for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and somebody slams the door on you. Thank you. You're in traffic on the freeway. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts, you say, thank you. When you begin to learn to say thank you, you understand why? Because thank is an amazingly powerful acronym that stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. Now, the Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. Kind is also a wonderful acronym that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. So when you say thank you, think thank. Think is to harness insightful neural connections. Thank to harness and network kindness. Now, there are a few people that I know that I can introduce that are more kind, giving, and inspiring than an amazing friend of mine who is sitting across the ocean in a place called the UK, United Kingdom. And we're going to ask him, this remarkable being, his name is Christopher David Cooper. I'm going to ask him to come out of hibernation. He's been on mute for all this time. I'm going to say, please, CDC, say a huge hello to 270,913 people around the world.
Hello. Hello across the channel. The United States of America and around the world.
Phantasmagorically wonderful. So it's apropos of nothing, but it's so funny how life works. We have to be topical as well as inspiring. Topical means that we're sitting here on a day called March the 17th. So in so a lot of parts of the world, people know this as what they call St. Patrick's Day. And celebrations this year will be muted because there's a pandemic around the world for something called the Wuhan virus and such. But I also have to note, wonderful Chris David Cooper, that your initials are CDC. Now, the CDC in the United States of America is that agency that is responsible for handling all diseases. So they are in the forefront of everybody's mind, the United States of America, which talks about the world. But we just have about 38 seconds before the first break. And I just wanted people not only to hear your laughter and your voice, but just to be aware that when we come back, we're going to talk with and have him speak rather than Barry Shore, one of the more passionate, elevating, and inspiring leaders in the world, not just in the United Kingdom, not just in the English-speaking world, but in the world, because he's a person who gets things done by enabling others to get things done. So Chris, just if you would, just say the next 14 to 18 seconds, just give a tiny drop of what we're going to be speaking of over the next 20, 30 minutes. Just sing out one thing that really pushes your button at this very moment.
I think the thing that pushes my button actually is at the moment is love, really, and kindness, in the respect that we have this virus around the world. And what I'm also seeing through, you know, the lockdown and things that's happening over here in the UK is a lot of people are getting things done and they are coming together and they are helping and collaborating. And out of this horrendous situation, there were some lovely stories of human connection and support and kindness and caring. And I think, you know, the essence of all of that feeds into my work, which I do with companies and organizations, and also the book that we can talk about, which is The Power to Get Things Done, whether you feel like
it or not. So look at what you just had. We're talking about virus and understanding that with the virus that we all want to be involved with and infected with is love, living on vibrant energy. Stay in the edge of your seats. We're going to come back with CDC, Chris David Cooper, in just a couple minutes. Don't go away, because this is good for you. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved beings. You love listening to The Joy of Living, and you will be rewarded, because we're talking about something that I use every day, and it helps me have more energy, and it will help you. It's called Super Grapes.
These are super grapes, soft chews from Human. They are convenient, they taste great, and huge health benefits. You know that I talk about stress kills, joy heals. This is one of the greatest ways you can experience increased energy and therefore more joy in your life. Experience the great tasting, heart healthy boost of new Super Grapes Soft Chews. Get your Super Grapes Soft Chews, a special just for my audience. Go to supergrapes.com/Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase. This offer is only available here because you listen to and use the Joy of Living. That's supergrapes.com/Barry. supergrapes.com/Barry. Do it now. You will be happy you did. Oh, hello, everybody. Guess what? Stress kills. That's right. Everybody knows it. Stress, S-T-R-E-S-S, stress kills. But what do you do about it? Joy heals. J-O-Y heals. Joy makes you feel better. It allows you to reduce, mitigate, maybe even eliminate stress. And how do you do that? The best way you can is go to BarryShore.com. B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. BarryShore.com. Take the free stress test. Find out what color is your stress and then learn how to reduce, mitigate, even eliminate it with the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, absolutely free. Go to BarryShore.com. Do it now.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at BarryShore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good day. Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance and is in a human being. His name is Chris David Cooper, CDC. And we're talking about your success, your elevation, your moving into the next level of living on the vibrational plane, love, living on vibrational energy. We're discussing, of course, virus, viral, infection, infectious, but in the most positive, purposeful, powerful way. So, wonderful Chris, would you be kind enough to lead us into the world of generosity and support of others?
Absolutely. I think I've mentioned to you and we've spoken that I enjoy some of the work of Rumi, and took a little trip to his birthplace in Turkey before Christmas. And one of his poems, which has got seven lines to it, the first line is, "In generosity and in helping others, be like a river." And I think that's beautiful. And I think I experienced actually in a hotel in Turkey, the hotel using this philosophy to build exceptional customer service. And when I found myself stuck due to fog for a couple of days, what they did is they wouldn't let me pay for my food. They covered my hotel bill for the extra couple of days. Would I recommend them? Yes, I would. But I think in this time at the moment, we're going through something unprecedented. It's changing day by day. And it may be, you know, in the UK, we're now really starting to see the kind of lockdown and people having to stay at home and a fear. People are panic shopping. And it's unlike anything, you know, I've experienced in my lifetime before. And I think what this provides, though, is the opportunity, though, to make sure that we all, as you mentioned in your intro, that we work on ourselves to ensure that we are, as individuals, we are as strong as we can be, through maybe nutrition, but through health, through exercise, through mentally preparing ourselves. And working with your 11 strategies is a brilliant way to do that, Barry, on your website, on barryshore.com, and getting ourselves into a state where we can then, rather than being very fragile, we can kind of be agile, and we can go out and we can also help and support others. So I work with companies, and I'm telling them at the moment that you need to work on yourself and be as strong as you can be. You need to also all then come together and work together and support each other. And then you need to make sure that the business is strong and survives. Those are your three focus areas right now if you want a business.
This is absolutely wonderful. Again, the purpose people tune into this show is called The Joy of Living because they care about themselves. When you're the best you possible, you help others by being you. And I want to emphasize something that you just said right now, Chris, that is really moving, because I love words, and words are a major mechanism of connecting with people, whether you're in social distance or not. And the ability to see, to move from fragile to agile, is the ability to be perceptive. So thank you so much for that. With your permission, I'm going to use that going forward. And I just want to urge everybody to understand that when Chris was talking about Rumi, and if you don't know who that is, then we ask you, open up your mind and your hearts and your eyes and Google R-U-M-I. And if you do know of Rumi, then you will be smiling. And you know what smile stands for? You're seeing the miracles. And I want to mention this particular phrase that you just said, in generosity and support of others, be like a river. A river is a remarkably beautiful analogy to life, is it not? Because when anybody thinks about, or I do, thinking about a river, I think of something that is limpid and clean and refreshing and giving and abundant and bountiful, all the positive aspects of a river. And if you look at the word itself, and just remove the vowels, because vowels are only the way of giving us some sort of pronunciation, it's a palindrome, R-V-R. Because that's what a river does. It's always in the process of giving, whether you're taking from the river is giving to you water, refreshment, the ability to make the earth grow. So that's when I think of Chris David Cooper, that's what I think of. I think of a river, a bountiful being, and that's who you are. By the way, everybody should know that Chris is the author of one of the more intriguing titles that I've ever had the pleasure of reading in the book. It's called The Power to Get Things Done. And the subtitle is, whether you feel like it or not, because no matter who you are, whether you're Barry Shore, Chris David Cooper, Tony Roberts, or not, just you, it's sometimes you want to do it and just, well, I don't know. So would you be kind enough to share with us, wonderful Chris, how you maintain and be that river for others as well as yourself, and even when things are just not the way you always want them to be, making sure that you are on the path and continue to go forth. Give us some insights into that, please.
Well, can I share then the further lines in this seven line poem by Rumi? Because what it does is it acts as a guide in terms of how to behave, and I think I'm certainly using this a lot these days and reminding myself of this. So it goes like this. It goes, in generosity and helping others, be like a river. In compassion and grace, be like the sun, like you, Barry. In concealing others' faults, be like the night. In anger and in fury, be like the dead. In modesty and humility, be like the earth. In tolerance, be like a sea. Either exist as you are or be as you look. There's real, if you Google that poem, there's real wisdom in that. And for me, generosity comes partly out of my purpose. So you mentioned purpose in the first. My purpose is about the possibility of inspiration, responsibility, freedom, and fun. And I choose to be someone who enables others to realize their true potential. And in that, every conversation is about helping people realize their potential. It's about helping others. And in helping others, I help myself because I get satisfaction, pride, You know, love, a feeling of connection, a feeling of adding value. So through my purpose, that comes back. Sometimes I get paid for doing that as well, which is lovely. But it's more than that. It's more about, you know, philosophy of giving and helping and supporting. And I think, you know, my work is about doing that. How can I utilize my limited time on this earth such that when I'm, you know, an old man, I can look back on my life and enjoy it all over again? And that legacy is important to me and important for me in inspiring my kids as well.
This is absolutely wondrous because Chris, as he's mentioned to me, is blessed with several remarkable aspects of life, one of them being family. Not only is his wife smart and pleasant looking and capable, but she actually tolerates him, puts up with him, and inspires him. She's a general practicing physician, and he has two sons who are sports mad. And that's a great thing because sports is always good for building up ideas and the ability to work as a team. But I just want to go back to what you said about legacy and being an enabler and helping others, because that's really the key and essence of life. As we know in the Beatles, if you want to sing a great song, come together right now over me. Now, me is an interesting acronym because it stands for Master of Energy. And that is what Chris is and who he is and what he does. When you ask him, what do you do for a living? He is an enabler. Now, when you can be an enabler, you are really living life to the full. And that's what he does in his books and his discussions. He has a wonderful show called Business Elevation Show. And it's all about giving people a lift in life. And if you can't smile when you say that, a lift in life, then you can't smile for anything. But I'd like to just put out there, what is the actual name of this particular poem by Rumi?
Do you know what? I don't know. You'll have to
Google. That's a great name for a poem. I love it. I don't know.
If you just Google in generosity and helping others be like a river, it will come up.
Okay, so everybody hear that? Google generosity, helping, and river, and Rumi, and it will come up. And by the way, it doesn't have to have a name, you know, because if you're – just don't be fragile. Be agile and just go with it. Go with the flow, because that's the whole essence of a river. So let's look at something else. I want to discuss just for a couple of minutes here what – you are a fellow, in British terms, a member, a fellow of the Professional Speaking Association. And I want to touch on that because I have a personal belief, and I've seen it work, that speaking with and to groups, whether it be a group of three people, like a family or four people, or a group of 40,000. Tell us a little bit about what the Professional Speaking Association's mandate is and what you do there.
Well, the professional, I've been a regional president of the organization and arranged lots of speaking events and activities on their behalf. And I've spoken many times at the PSA, and the PSA really helps you to speak more often. It helps you to speak better. What I would say is, thinking about their book, The Power to Get Things Done, I joined the association about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, because I wanted to be a better communicator and be able to stand up and really engage an audience. And therefore, by joining that association, it helped me to account for doing that. And I put myself into situations where I was being held to account, where I had to stand up and I had to practice and I had to learn in front of audiences and in front of my peers. And therefore, that strategy of having something that holds you to account is very important for getting the things done that you want to in life. And one of my intentions there was to be a really masterful communicator such that I could help people to realize more of their potential, which is
so this is wonderful. He just gave us an idea in life that will serve you well. Hold yourself accountable by putting yourself in a situation. Don't fall off the edge of your seat because I know you're there. Be right back after this with more of Chris David Cooper and Soaring in Life.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved beings. You love listening to The Joy of Living, and you will be rewarded because we're talking about something that I use every day, and it helps me have more energy, and it will help you. It's called Super Grapes. These are Super Grapes soft chews from Human. They are convenient, they taste great, and huge health benefits. You know that I talk about stress kills, joy heals. This is one of the greatest ways you can experience increased energy and therefore more joy in your life. Experience the great tasting, heart healthy boost of new Super Grapes soft chews. Get your Super Grapes soft chews, a special just for my audience. Go to supergrapes.com/Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase. This offer is only available here because you listen to and use The Joy of Living. That's supergrapes.com/Barry. Supergrapes.com/Barry. Do it now. You will be happy you did. Oh, hello, everybody. Guess what? Stress kills. That's right. We everybody knows it. Stress, S-T-R-E-S-S, stress kills. But what do you do about it? Joy heals. J-O-Y heals. Joy makes you feel better. It allows you to reduce, mitigate, maybe even eliminate stress. And how do you do that? The best way you can is go to BarryShore.com. B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. BarryShore.com. Take the free stress test. Find out what color is your stress and then learn how to reduce, mitigate, even eliminate it with the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, absolutely free. Go to BarryShore.com. Do it now.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at BarryShore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Now, good is an amazing word because it has G-O-O-D. Now, if you take that second O and make a little snip in it, and you elongate that O, it's going to turn into an L, and now you have the word gold, and that's the true currency of life. When you're good, that's the gold that you have, and that's what enables one to live successfully in life. Remember, you tuned in to The Joy of Living for the express purpose of becoming the best you. And remember, you want to go to BarryShore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. You can listen again, you can share, and you want to do that because we're talking with Chris David Cooper, who is teaching us how to lift our spirits under all circumstances, whether there's a pandemic or it's just coming up roses. And we talked about Rumi. I'd like to now speak about one just for the moment because of what's going on in the world. A great British poet and storyteller, Rudyard Kipling, from another century or two, and his great poem that has kept me going, I must say, for decades and decades. And that poem is entitled If, I-F. And I urge everybody to look it up, read it, and be aware of it, because when you do, you will smile from ear to ear. And that's a good way to smile. So let's talk about something else for the moment. Wonderful Chris David Cooper, who became a member of the Professional Speaking Association because he put himself into a position where he now had to be accountable to himself and others. And when you do that, you're putting yourself in a place called personal responsibility, When you accept responsibility, you have the ability to grow. Responsibility, the ability to respond and to grow. Let's talk about a physical endurance challenge. What did you do in Scotland, wonderful Chris David Cooper? I mean, what were you doing there?
I met an amazing man called David Fox Pitt, who has raised £40 million for charity through hosting amazing endurance events in Scotland. And his kind of prime event is something called the Artemis Great Kendrocket Quadrathlon.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about that again, slowly and clearly, please.
So it's the Artemis Great Kendrocket Quadrathlon. And a quadrathlon is, and what this event entailed, was swimming a mile across a freezing cold loch, a 160-meter deep loch at dawn, and then climbing and running 15 miles over seven Munros. So Munros are mountains in Scotland over 1,000 meters. And then kayaking 7 miles down the loch, and then a hilly 36-mile bike ride, and then it's over. Home for back for food and tea after 15 hours, something like that.
And you don't do this solo. There are probably 17 other weird beings that are with you. And of course, it's not 17. How many more were with you in Scotland?
Yeah, there were 400. There was two of us had to do it. You have to do it in a pair for safety. And my colleague, Mike, who did it at one point in the event, said, if you want to do it again next year, don't do it with me. I'm not
going to. But the whole point of this is not to be just enduring, it's to do it for the purpose of raising money to help others. Remember in the beginning of the first segment, we spoke with Chris, and he mentioned that the essence of life is service. The essence of joy of living is one word, giving. And giving is like a river. Also, if you take out the vowels, it reads backwards and forwards almost the same way, because that's really what life is about. So here's this amazing being who lives a very wonderful and yet comfortable life, putting himself in a position where he now has to challenge his very physical body and being, and he did it for the purpose of raising money to help others. So in addition to a big bravo, tell me, did you make it through and how did it feel?
Yeah, made it through. I think the thing for me, I've done some marathons many, many years ago, but I did this because I wanted to also achieve something, you know, for me as well as the giving aspect and an experience becoming very fit. And also during the year that I was training for this, and I could only swim half a length of front crawl, by the way, when I, in the September before the event was July. So I had to learn how to swim front crawl and put an enormous amount of effort in. But at the same time, my father had a pancreatic cancer and Parkinson's disease. And that for me, I knew that I had to be very fit and agile and mentally with it to enable me to support my family and also to enable me to support my business. And it seemed by doing this event and putting this training in that all I could do was feel, you know, a sense of happiness and well-being and put myself in a position that I could support my family, you know, through this journey, which ultimately led to my father, you know, dying before a good few months before the event itself. But then out of that, there was a wonderful feeling in that 150 young underprivileged children are getting a free school meal for a year somewhere, so that will keep them in school rather than collecting plastics and bits and pieces to make money for food for their families. And the other half of the money went to disaster relief. So there was a lovely feeling and a feeling of comradeship and a beautiful connection with a gorgeous scenery and mountains and lochs and of Scotland, running and walking and climbing over places and swimming that you just normally wouldn't have the opportunity to do. So amazing experience as a whole, and I've never felt so fit and alive.
I'm so moved to hear this because it is the essence of what life is about, is it not? Let me just recap some of what I loved your middle name, Chris David Cooper, CDC, that the confluence of all of these events, let's just go back and touch again. It's his father is dying of cancer and has Parkinson's. He himself wants to participate in something where one of the particular issues, in this case, swimming in a cold lock, you know, it could be in the height of the summer. It's freezing cold, and that's not his greatest sport. The ability to have to train for that. So one could say that, well, excuse me, I have things going on in my life. I need to take care of my father. But Chris was able to put together pieces that really brought forth life in every aspect of what he was doing. He was injecting life not only into him, but through him as a conduit of goodness, what I call a cog, a child of God. He was infusing his father's last days with greater benefit, infusing his entire family with greater benefit because they saw what he was doing. He was enabling himself to become more fit and in giving life. And every moment he was involved in the training and in the challenge, what he was doing, as he said, I'm tearing up by saying it, so please forgive me for this. He knew that he was feeding children and allowing them to be in school for the next year. His every movement was enabling children to be fed and in school. How wondrous is that? And now to be able to minister to his father in his last days. Chris, this, in my humble opinion, is the essence of not only what life is, this is the business of life. See, for Chris David Cooper, his business is enabling others. Really what his business is, enabling others to see the beauty, the bounty, the limitless participation in every aspect of what life is, because business is both transactional and transformational, if you don't mind me saying it like that. And what I'd like to do in the couple minutes that we have right now, or just a minute before the break, and I'm going to ask you to stay on, please, is just talk to us about one thing here that I really like that you mentioned. Be more interested than interesting. How do you do that?
You know, I think the key to this is to really, really listen to somebody and, you know, find out about them and hold a space for them. And where this became very, very apparent, I interviewed a fascinating man called Marshall Thurber. He's a hugely successful attorney and real estate developer and businessman and inventor and all sorts of things. And I had this wonderful interview with him. And at the end of it, he asked me, after the show had finished, he asked me question after question after question. And I got this amazing man, and I felt so special and warm that he was showing such interest in me. And then when I asked him about his enormous success in his life and what was the one thing that he found in life that had made him who he was and achieve what he achieved, and he said, it's this, Chris, be more interested than interesting. And I think to capture people's imagination, you have to a certain extent, interest them. However, this just puts the focus on you being present for someone else and enabling them to feel special, feel heard. And I think that's why, you know, being more interested than interesting is important, is really, really important. And that's how you'll develop deeper connection with people.
Woo-wee! Thank you, Chris David Cooper. Everybody, stay right where you are. I know you picked yourself off the floor. Get back up in your seat. Coming back right after this break for more of this amazing, powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant being. Be right back.
Oh, hello, everybody. Guess what? Stress kills. That's right. Everybody knows it. Stress, S-T-R-E-S-S, stress kills. But what do you do about it? Joy heals. J-O-Y. Heals. Joy makes you feel better. It allows you to reduce, mitigate, maybe even eliminate stress. And how do you do that? The best way you can is go to BarryShore.com. B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. BarryShore.com. Take the free stress test. Find out what color is your stress and then learn how to reduce, mitigate, even eliminate it with the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, absolutely free. Go to BarryShore.com. Do it now. Oh, how happy this time of year is. Joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy and, oh my gosh, maybe I'm not. There's so much to do and so many things to be done. And what am I going? Well, if you have stress and you want to get rid of it, or you want to reduce it and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.BarryShore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email, send me a text, give me a call, and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance. My cup runneth over with good in the form of Chris David Cooper. And we've been discussing the power, the purpose, and the pleasantness and the positivity of life. I want to go to something very amazing that Chris alluded to in the beginning of the program we're going to talk about now, and that's called the power of decision. Everybody knows what an iPod is. Well, really, a pod stands for power of decision. You heard that Chris made a decision. He was going to become a speaker, put himself into a position so that he could now elevate himself. And by elevating himself, he elevates others. And that's the whole reason you're listening to The Joy of Living, to elevate yourself so you can become the best you possible. I'm going to read a quote and then have Chris discuss it, because he brought me this quote. When they told me I was blind, I made the decision within 30 minutes to never let it hold me back again. Power of decision. Chris, talk to us for about a minute or two about the power of decision.
Oh, you know, the power of decision. We can choose to be happy. We can choose to be sad. We can choose to make a difference. We can make a decision to you know, make a good contribution to the world while we're here. It's you know, being happy is a decision. So decision is really, really important. And I mentioned that quote. This was something a young lady called Jane of Mystery said this to me. I was at a speaking event and I was introduced to her, and she's blind. She lost her eyesight at the age of 17, and with an illness, and also half a lung. Was lost 60% of her skin through being given penicillin and the reaction to it. And she said to me, when I asked her, she asked me, would I consider helping her? And I asked her a little bit about her background. She gave me that quote, and I thought, I want to help you. And I made the decision just then, in that moment, through that quote, that she was deserving of some, you know, some time, some free time with me to help her develop and grow. We've done that for a number of years, and about a month ago, she made a decision. She stood on a stage with over 500 people, and she blew them away. And I feel very proud of that. So that, yeah, that was just wonderful. I feel like a proud father, and so proud of her. But it was through that decision and how that inspired me that I wanted to help her.
Everybody listening is leaning in and leaning over. The power of decision. Chris made a decision. Jaina made a decision. The world exists and continues and is filled with goodness. When you make a decision, you choose to be happy. You choose to be a giver. You choose to be a river. And it's all in your hands, the thoughts, the words, and your deeds. Well, we unfortunately only have a little bit of time left in this segment. I'm going to ask you in front of hundreds of thousands of people, Chris, will you please come back for another segment, another time? Please, yeah. Say yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good yes. Now, in the you have 83 seconds, sir, to answer this question. What at this moment is your most fervent desire?
Oh, my most fervent desire is for actually to help more people to be really, really engaged in their work and to love the work that they do, and to help organizations, more organizations, to create amazing cultures and environments where people thrive, flourish, want to stay, want to improve what they do, want to make their business more sustainable. The reason why, my father for 40 years worked in the steel industry, and he didn't enjoy his job. And I remember one opportunity I got, I met the when I was only 13, I went on a little tour of the steelworks, and I met the chief executive of British Steel, my dad's big boss. And he was there trembling. And this guy said to me, "When you're older, are you going to come and work for us?" And I said, "You must be joking." And my dad was fuming with me. But I said, he was fuming with me. He shouted at me all the way home, "How could you do that?" And my response to him was, "But Dad, you're not happy there. Why would I want to work there?"
Dad, you're not happy. Why should I not be happy? Okay, with that, wonderful Chris David Cooper, I'm going to, in front of 270,913 people, envelop you with a huge hug. Are you ready, sir?
I'm waiting.
1, 2, 3. Thank you, as we said, thank to harmonize and network kindness from this point forward in your life. Make sure you do it consciously, conscientiously, at least 3 times per day. WWW, what a wonderful world. Wow. Words of wisdom, and you've heard lots of them. Words of wonder, smile, seeing miracles in life every day, or as my niece said, seeing miracles in everyday life, Uncle Barry. Create, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel, because you have 50 billion brain cells and a trillion synapses connecting them, more than you need to just decide what kind of latte you want. It's the power of decision, your own neuro-linguistic programming. When you choose your way, you will become not fragile, but agile. If around everybody else is losing ahead, you can keep yours, then you will be a man. And remember, in generosity and helping others, be like a river, as Rumi has taught us. Be like a river, always giving, bountiful, beautiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have been blessed today to interact with Chris David Cooper. Remember the 3 fundamentals of life, and Chris has exemplified them. Life has purpose. You have purpose. And the corollary of that is go mad. Go make a difference. Everybody can make a difference. Just saying thank you in a beautiful, loving way makes a difference. Uncover the power of everyday words and terms, and then you can flourish, as wonderful Chris just shared with us. Our blessing to you is this. Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me five. Share this show with five people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.